and Mill Valley. In both stores, they offer 100% organic produce, an organic deli, organic bakery, sustainable seafood, responsibly raised meat, and the largest selection of organic and biodynamic wines in the Bay Area. Online at genatural.com. It's 5 o'clock. This is KWMR, Point Reyes Station. Time for Epicenter. Today on Epicenter, I'm going to be presenting a rebroadcast of a conversation that Mia Johnson hosted on her morning program, Right Now. It's a program about Kwanzaa, which began yesterday and continues for a week. Epicenter airs on KWMR Monday through Thursday at 5 o'clock and features a wide array of community affairs for our local watersheds. I'm Lyons Filmer. Please enjoy this rebroadcast with Mia Johnson.
Morning, everybody. You are listening to Right Now, a short and sweet half-hour morning show coming to you every other Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. I'm your host, Mia Johnson, and today I'm joined by phone by Adrienne Williams. She's the executive director of a San Francisco nonprofit, The Village Project. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Kwanzaa season and also about what The Village Project does in general. So since it's the holiday season, I want to welcome Adrienne Williams to the KWMR Airwaves. Hello, Adrienne.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good,
you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too.
Yeah, so I know I like to highlight seasonal things, whether it's holidays or, you know, traditions throughout the year, and so I realized that I didn't know much about Kwanzaa, I'm going to be totally honest. And so I looked up, and it looks like the Village Project is very active in celebrating Kwanzaa in San Francisco, so I'm happy to have you on this morning.
Yes.
Yeah, so what is your role at the Village Project?
Well, I'm the executive director of the Village Project, and we founded the Village Project in 2006 to meet the needs of underserved, low-income youth in the San Francisco Bay Area.
And what area of the city are you guys based in?
We are located in the Western Addition, the Fillmore District, and we're housed at the St. Cyprian Episcopal Church.
Got it. So is there a religious connection with the organization, or...?
No, I belong to that church, and they are very generous in giving us a space, but we have two other locations. We are very diverse. We have a classroom at the Jewish Community High School where their students come down on Monday and Wednesday and tutor and mentor the kids. And then we have a computer lab that is donated to us by the Marcus Garvey Housing Development, so we are about the city.
Yeah, and I was looking, it looks like you guys partner with about a billion different organizations and government and all sorts of people. You're well connected.
Yeah, that's how we started out. I decided just to volunteer a couple hours a day and make sure the kids had a summer lunch back in 2006, which seems so long ago, and ended up taking a leave of absence from my job, and I never went back. I just got hooked on the needs that these kids had and that they were being unfulfilled. So for 12 years, I have been doing the kids, and then we expanded to include the seniors, and we feed families. We have a pantry. We do events to unite and bring the community together, Kwanzaa just being one of those events. In February, we'll have our annual Mardi Gras celebration in the Fillmore. And then we do a senior moment, my very favorite, where we recognize seniors who give back to the community. We have a big dance, blues, and we call it a senior prom for the 50-plus.
I love the name of it.
Oh, just wonderful. That's good. We had almost 400 seniors in October. And then in June, to kick off the summer and the summer youth programs, we do a big family picnic blues concert. And those are the four events that we do annually. And just recently, given the trauma that these youth experience and being misdiagnosed in school and penalized for it, we've started dealing with the mental health of the youth in the community, which is expanded to the families. So we do a Western Addition wellness coalition, which deals with trauma, which is the end result of community violence. So, yes, we're very active, and I'm very busy. Wow.
Wow. So since 2006, I'm sure there's been some good success stories. Does anything pop out in your mind of a particular youth that was helped through this program?
Oh, yeah, I have a couple of youth who are now in college. As a matter of fact, I was looking at some of the older pictures of two of the kids who were like six when I met them. They are now in my financial literacy class. So I work with the teens every other Saturday, teaching them financial wellness, and just to see them grow up, and now their sisters and their brothers and their cousins are coming to the program. So we focus on literacy, and we meet every day with the kids to help with homework, to expand their homework assignments, and just bring them up to par with the kids in their classroom.
Yeah, and do you work directly with the school at all, or with the many schools in the area?
Well, I have kids, the younger kids coming from three different schools, and yes, we have a very close relationship with two of those schools. And as a matter of fact, one of the parent liaison comes on board every summer to help me with our 8-week summer program. So we have a wonderful relationship with the community. And from day one, back in 2006, we have gotten awards and recognition for the program. Mayor Newsom named a day after me.
I know, I just read that. That's pretty cool.
So I don't even want to, we just recently won the Jefferson Award for our services and Woman of the Year. It's just so it goes on and on, but that's not why I do this. I'm in marketing and sales, so I'm used to acclamations, but the reason I do it is when you see the smile on the kids. So we just had a toy giveaway, and the kids made me little cards, and when they come up and hug me, a little baby brought me some candy yesterday and say, thank you for taking care of me, Miss Adrian. Those are the moments. Those are the moments, and that's why I got hooked, because every time I get overwhelmed with all that I do, I think about one of my friends told me, about 8 years ago when I was really frustrated and tired, Adrian, somebody has to do it. And so whenever I get overwhelmed, somebody has to do it. Somebody has to help take care of the babies. And that's what I do.
Yeah, and I mean, I think just the world being such a crazy place right now, I personally believe this kind of work is some of the most important, because it's starting within our own communities, making sure that our own communities are healthy first before we start going out from there. So
exactly.
It's important work.
That is the reason that the coalition, the wellness coalition, is going on its second year. And as I said, I was appointed to the mental health board by then Supervisor Weiner, who is now our state senator. And when I was on that board, I realized that nobody was talking about the mental wellness of the babies. And I call them my babies because they are. And there was a presentation that I went to where a pediatrician from San Francisco General showed us two slides of brain scans of a 3-year-old who had not been exposed to community or domestic violence, and a slide of a kid who had been 3 years old who had been exposed to violence, and their brain scans were different. So now, after generation of these kids being exposed to violence, it's now in their DNA. How do we stop that? How do we intercede? And so that is, I'm absorbed in that project right now.
Yeah, we're speaking with Adrienne Williams. She's the executive director of San Francisco nonprofit The Village Project, talking about the impact of some of the programs that she and The Village Project does to support youth in Western Addition and beyond. So we're talking about the programs throughout the year, and coming up, since this is timely, Kwanzaa is coming up on December 26th through January 1st. And for our listeners who may not know quite as much about Kwanzaa, can you tell us a little bit about the seven principles of Kwanzaa?
Absolutely. Kwanzaa, first of all, was created back in 1966 by a Dr. Karenga, who was down in Southern California. And it was during the turbulent civil rights movement. And he decided to develop these critical tools for addressing the issues facing the African-American community. So when I started this program, one of the things that I wanted to do was to enhance the self-esteem of my kids. And consequently, I started celebrating Kwanzaa. And when we started out, we only did 7 events, 1 per day per principal. And now we're up to 16 different events, 2 and 3 a day throughout the city. But the principles themselves, which are the 7 principles being Nguzo Saba, talks about how we can uplift and support our families and our community. So the first principle is Umoja, unity. And it means to strive for and maintain unity in the family, the community, the nation, and race. And that one is our kickoff, and we always start the kickoff at City Hall here in San Francisco, and that would be at 12 noon. We have 2 more celebrations that day. At 2 p.m., we'll be at the Museum of the African Diaspora, and then we move on where we really get down with a big blues band and the feast and lighting of the first candle. At 7 p.m. at the African American Arts and Cultural Complex. And the second day of Kwanzaa is Kuji Shakalia, self-determination, to define ourselves, name ourselves, and create for ourselves and speak for ourselves. And that one is on Wednesday, December 27th. It starts at 2 p.m. at Hamilton Rec Center here in the city. And then our second one is at the Bayview Y. The third day of Kwanzaa is Ujima, which is collective work and responsibility. And it means to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and solve them together. That's one of my favorites. And so at 1 p.m., once again, we do an intergenerational thing with our seniors at the Western Addition Senior Center. We move on to Glide, and that's at 1. At 4 p.m., we move to Glide Memorial Church. And then we have a new partner this year, Removing Stigmas in the southeast section of the city. And that one is at 7 p.m. at 1099 Sunnydale. They are our new, and where we'll have a blues band, the Silver Fox, performing. Ujamaa is the fourth principle, and it's cooperative economics. And it means to build and maintain our own stores, shop, and other businesses, and to profit from them together. We start at 4 p.m. at the OMI Family Resource Center at the Minnie and Lovey Rec Center. Then we move on at 6 p.m. back into the Western Addition at the West Bay Conference Center, where the Success Center and Citizen Film will host Ujamaa. And we have Fillmore Slim, the infamous blues player, playing there. Nia is the fifth principle, purpose. To make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. This is sort of like Kitty Day for me. 1 p.m. we're at the Boys and Girls Club. Then we move on to the Potrero Hill Rec Center at 4 p.m. And then we close out at 6 p.m. at Booker T. Washington Community Center, their new facility, and where we'll have the Prescott Circus for the kids. And then Kuumba is creativity, to do always as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. And that would be Sunday, December the 31st. At 1 p.m., we're at the main library. And then at 4 o'clock, we're at Third Baptist Church. And then closing out Imani Faith, to believe with all our hearts in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. And that particular event will be at my church, St. Cyprian's Episcopal Church, at 6 p.m., where we'll have a blues band, Tia Carroll, closing out. Each one of these, we do the Kwanzaa ritual of pouring libations and honoring our ancestors. We then light a candle representing each one of the seven principles. So by the end of the week, all seven candles are lit on the Kanara. And then we have a big feast after each one where we sit down, as the African villages used to do, the first crop. That's what Kwanzaa means. So when they would harvest, they would sit down and have a big celebration. So we follow that tradition. And that's our Kwanzaa celebration.
Wow. So people, that just sounds like a lot of work to organize, I've got to say.
Are you feeling me?
Yes.
So people in the neighborhood know to stay away from me for about a week.
Yeah, that sounds like two years to produce that 1 week.
Yes, I make sure that I am present at each and every one of them. And we have Brother Clint and Malik Seneferu, who is an artist. They pour the libations. This year I'm excited because we have a couple of women pouring libations. Dr. Monique from Rafiki and Tony Battle will be pouring libations, which is wonderful because over the last, I would say, 10 years, we've always had the male the head of the household pouring libations. So it's wonderful to bring in the matriarch.
So when you say pouring libations, is there a traditional thing that is poured?
It's a traditional African ritual where, and we do it consistently throughout the year at any of our events. It is honoring the ancestors, asking their permission to proceed with our program, but more importantly, recognizing them and realizing it's their shoulders that we stand on, and it's they who have suffered to get us to where we are today. And so I love that because I grew up in a very extended family in the South. And so Kwanzaa just brings all those memories back. Everybody took care of me, my school, my community, my neighbors. And that is what I found void in both Chicago, where I lived, and here in San Francisco. And what started me on this path was all the violence that was happening with our youth. 98 murders in one year. And I knew a lot of those kids, and I had had enough. Somebody has to step in and show them another way. And so I decided it's the reading. That's how I got my scholarships. I read, well, we had nothing to do in Monroe, Louisiana, each summer but to read. But I read a lot, and I enjoyed reading. My mom was a reader, and so I truly believe that's what got me to college. So I focus on literacy, but the other thing that I found most important is that these babies, because they were in a situation where they could not leave their neighborhood, so they had limited exposure. And how do you get to know and respect other people unless you're exposed to their culture, to who they are? So that was my first thing, is we are out and about in the city. We wear yellow T-shirts. I have about 60 kids during the summer. We look like the sun walking down the street, and I make sure that they are exposed to different and positive activities and places. that they've never been exposed to. So that's just my belief, that it's a matter of, and that's why historically Kwanzaa is only open to African Americans. And I sort of broke that tradition.
Yeah, that was one of my questions was, as somebody who is not African-American, I've always been curious what, you know, as a leader in this community, for an example, how would you say, as like a white person, how would you like me to get involved or not get involved or, you know, just what's your sense of that?
Well, it's just amazing. I opened it up to the community. And we have such a diverse crowd. I remember one year, a few years ago, we were in Potrero Hill, which is a sort of a, you know, a rough neighborhood. And I looked up and here was this family of Australians. And I heard them talking. I'm like, whoa. How did you get here? And they said to me, we celebrate Kwanzaa. And so we looked at San Francisco Travel Guide and there you were. And so here we are. We have such a diverse crowd at Kwanzaa. We have Asians, we have African Americans, we have white people, we have kids, we have seniors, and that is the village. That is what this world is about. If we're going to live together on this planet, we need to take better care of each other. And I am a very spiritual person. I believe that you're to love your neighbor as you love yourself, and we're to take care of each other. And if we follow these principles as a nation, and trust me, we're in a lot of trouble per my perspective right now. These principles apply more than ever to us uniting as a nation and uplifting each other during these turbulent times in this world, in this country. We just lost our mayor here in San Francisco, and Supervisor Breed, who is the acting mayor, was my personal supervisor of my district. So the city is in turmoil, stressed as ever, and it's timely. Kwanzaa is so timely this year.
Is there anything that you would like to have people know about Kwanzaa, or is there a misconception about Kwanzaa that you kind of want to clear up?
Yes, Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday. That's number one. It is a celebration of family, community. And so that's the biggest conception. And as I said, I have personally opened Kwanzaa up to the community because I believe those principles apply to everyone. And so other than that, I think people are, well, I have a following. After 12 years, we have families who come to each and every day of Kwanzaa, and they look forward to it. And when I started out, as I said, we started out in housing development, and we've expanded throughout the city, including opening at City Hall. So I think everybody's catching on to Kwanzaa. We have, with the kids, all of the youth groups in the community get together, and we have an interfaith celebration where we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate Hanukkah, and we celebrate Kwanzaa. And that's just who I am. And so the Kwanzaa celebrations in San Francisco really is reflective of my feelings and the way I love and care for my community.
So we've been talking to Adrian Williams. I'm Mia, host of Right Now, and Adrian is the executive director of the Village Project in San Francisco, talking about the Kwanzaa festivities that are coming up in just a few days, December 26th through January 1st. And I'm a big fan of food. Can you tell us about the food that's involved in Kwanzaa?
Yes, indeedy. We get down home. There's a feast at every Kwanzaa, and we're not talking sandwiches and finger food. We're talking down home cooking collard greens, fried chicken, Southern traditional food. The last day, which is New Year's Day, we have the black-eyed peas and the cabbage, the traditional foods of the African Americans. So,
and what's your specialty?
Oh, honey, I'm an excellent cook. I do mac and cheese. But I grew up in the South, so I am an exceptional cook. And my daughter has a catering company, Mia Soul. So this is her period of giving back. She prepares a lot of the feast. And people bring, you know, it's just amazing. We always have a lot of food. I gather that you notice that I love the blues. And I try to expose the kids because the blues is historical in the black community. I grew up on the blues. So I bring in African drumming and a combination with the blues, and they will have a jam session. The drummers will get with the blues bands, and I mean, we have a good down-home celebration.
And is there, kind of as there are traditional Hanukkah songs, Christmas songs, are there specific Kwanzaa songs that people could look up if they're curious about?
Well, if you go to our website, Brother Clint, I love him dearly, is the author of the Kwanzaa Principles. So he does a song on our website with the seven principles of Kwanzaa.
And what's that website?
It's the Village Project SF.org San Francisco, or you can go to KwanzaaSanFrancisco.com, and you will see a video of Brother Clint doing the seven principles, the Nguza Saba. The kids, as I said, the kids in my program, we do the blues. I teach them blues. I love Sam Cooke, so they do a little bit of Sam Cooke. They do the National Black Anthem, and they have they open up Yoshi's that was here in the neighborhood about 11 years ago. So we have a little chorus. And the babies will be performing at Kwanzaa at City Hall, and they will be dancing at Hamilton Rec at the Day of Dance. So in addition to music and literacy and having fun, and our financial wellness program, I make that sure that the babies are well-rounded. And so I know they get a lot of hip-hop outside of my environment, so I'm trying to teach them a little bit of jazz and a little bit of blues, which is a part of their history. So I guess I'm the mother of the community.
Sounds like a lot of work, but it's worth it. Well,
yeah.
We are running close to the top of the hour here on Right Now, and I've been talking to Adrian Williams. Is there anything that you want to bring into 2018 in terms of the principles that you run your program or celebrate Kwanzaa with that you think would help us have a more peaceful or progressive year in 2018?
What I would advise is that people take a look at those principles, and they're on our website, and incorporate them. Each year we say that we're going to do Kwanzaa year-round, and I try to do that. I try to live by those principles, and I try to live by the spirituality from my church. But what I'd like for people to do is to be more giving, to reach outside of themselves, and to start taking care of each other, respecting each other. And that's my goal for 2018, is to really, really, because there's still situations out here that behooves me, we have to be better to each other. We have to be. And with the whole current messages that are sent from our politicians, more than ever, we need to supersede and go look at our history, reflect back on our history, and realize that moving forward, we need to unite and heal each other and this country and this nation. That's my little bit of advice for 2018.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate you taking the time this morning to join us on KWMR. Adrian, coming to us from the city. Hopefully I will try to get out to one of those days. Sounds like you have plenty of very cool things happening from the 26th through the 1st. So wanted to wish you very happy holidays, and hopefully have you on next year to talk about what's up in 2018.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks again.
Happy holidays.
Happy
holiday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Right Now with your host, Mia Johnson. Our guest today was Adrian Williams from The Village Project.
Really excellent principles. Appreciate hearing that and learning more about Kwanzaa. This is KWMR Epicenter. I'm Lyons Filmer. Thanks to Mia Johnson for that excellent conversation with Adrian Williams of The Village Project. Epicenter is here every Monday through Thursday at 5 o'clock, bringing you community affairs, Public Affairs of Interest. If you have a topic for Epicenter, please email KWMR, specifically Katie at KWMR.